Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot going on today, including the latest on Gerrit Cole, what the Yankees are going to do about it, and the biggest sports political story maybe we've ever seen. It came out yesterday towards the end of the show, a shocking reveal from Sean Morash. Two of my favorite worlds were colliding together in the most ridiculous collision I never could have imagined. And that's the fact that Aaron Rodgers is being considered as the running mate for independent candidate for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And obviously yesterday we had a lot of raw emotions upon finding out this news. Tiki's reaction, as covered by the New York Post, was, this can't be real. My reaction was trying to make sense of everything. Sean's reaction was, isn't this so Jets? And I've given this a lot of thought. I've had deep conversations with my wife, deep conversations with friends of mine. I've even tried to find out like more information. And the way I find out more information is I ask Tiki to find out more information, such as, hey, could Aaron Rodgers run and quarterback at the same time? But I want to be real for a second because I'm being dead real when I say this.
And I did get an answer on that, by the way, but keep going.
But you have an answer on that?
Yes.
Okay, forget what I'm about to say. I'll get to it in a minute. It's why Aaron Rodgers is a great American. But what's the answer? Like, if he decides to be RFK's running mate, will he try to quarterback and run at the same time?
The answer is it is unprecedented, and there is no legal restriction.
So he can.
So he can, unless the Jets have something specifically in their contracts that would cover non-football activities.
What could it possibly say?
Well, I do know that you're not supposed to do non-football activities that could risk your health.
This does not risk your health.
It does not.
Oh, I have a very uncomfortable joke I'm not going to repeat, and I'm going to keep it to myself.
Unless there is something specific in Aaron Rodgers' contract.
It was about the Kennedys, but
right. Go ahead.
I said nothing.
Right. Unless there's something specific in his Jet contract that says he can't do this, then he is allowed to do this.
You had an NFL contract.
Yes.
If you had decided to run as the running mate of, let me think of time frame,
99.
John Kerry.
Okay.
2004, popular running back.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know what? Tiki's not really a D. He's kind of like this bipartisan figure. I'm trying to beat a very popular George W. Bush. I'm going to go Kerry Barber. Trust me, that would have been a much better choice than the choice he made. If you don't know who it was or what that guy did, Google it. Trust me.
All right. You'll be entertained.
You'll be wildly entertained by John. Would you have been able to do it?
Yes. Because there was nothing in my contract that said I couldn't.
So you think Aaron Rodgers is going to try to do both?
I absolutely believe he is going to entertain this.
Okay.
Now, we do know, this is factual, that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has picked a running mate, and he has accepted the running mate. He has not announced it,
right?
But he has accepted it.
So someone's been selected.
Yes, someone has been selected by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
And that person has accepted.
Huh.
We also know that the top two odds getters for this were Jesse Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was the other way around. Was Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura. And Jesse Ventura's son has said he has not been offered the job.
So we've ruled Jesse out?
His son has ruled him out.
Wow.
Because we now know that John F. Kennedy Jr. has picked and that person has accepted. And we also know, according to Jesse Ventura's son, that it is not him.
Now, it could be, like, if I had to predict right now, I think it's going to be Tulsi Gabbard. Just a wild guess. But it could be Aaron Rodgers, is what you're telling me. It's not Jesse Ventura. It could be Aaron Rodgers.
Vegas thinks it's Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. I love football, and I love the Jets. I also love this country. And I think a lot of us love this country. And I want to be very specific about this so you understand where I'm coming from. Because I'm being serious here. I'm not joking. Aaron Rodgers believes in Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He has for a while. Okay? He's friends with him.
Yep.
I think he's campaigned with him. I think he's openly said he would do anything for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to win the presidency. As everybody sits at home right now, no matter who you support or who you dislike or who you like, sometimes in this world there is a presidential candidate that resonates with you in a way that no one else has. For my parents' generation, it was Jack Kennedy. He resonated with people. Ronald Reagan resonated with people. Barack Obama resonated with people. Now, no one resonates with me. I'd be perfectly honest with you. But let's say someone did.
Right.
And I really believed that that person would change America, a country I love, a country that all of us loves, even if we have differences of opinions. And that person sat me down in a room and said, I know that you're going to think I'm crazy, Evan, but I think you can help me win. I'm being serious. I think you can help me win. I would leave this job in 5 seconds.
And you're close with that person. You trust that person.
Yes, yes.
And he believes that you could make a difference.
And I believe that that person can save our country? Dude, I'm out. I'm out because I love our country. And again, no one does that to me. Like, there's no one, even in my lifetime, that's done it with me.
Right.
And I love politics. I got this, you know, this statue of George W. Bush. Look, with all due respect to W., he didn't even do that to me. Mm. No one's done that to me. I've heard people talk about that, like, oh, Jack Kennedy did it for me. That's fine. Maybe it does. And maybe RFK Jr., as much as, you know, I don't know, he's a little crazy. He does it for Rodgers.
Right.
There is something so freaking patriotic about that. And I understand it's the Jets, and it's, I don't believe Aaron Rodgers cares. It's really just about attention. And he's earned the right for you to be skeptical
of
him.
So you think this is about attention?
No, no. I'm saying I get why you guys think that.
Got it.
But if Aaron Rodgers believes in this candidate as someone that can save this country and believes in his heart, as much as we all think it's stupid and ridiculous, that he can be the difference, and he believes in the candidate, he is a patriotic American if he gave up $50 million for the good of his country.
Right.
So you all can mock it, and trust me, I'm a Jet fan, right? I'm selfish. I don't think RFK can save America. I don't think anybody who's running can save America. So there's no one I'm even connecting with, but I respect the hell out of that.
Look, I
tell me where I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong about this. And it's not about the money for Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's already made $350 million. He's going to, so this kicks him to $400 million on his career. If he should play one more season with the Jets or two more seasons with the Jets, he's fine monetarily. He doesn't need the money. So I know it's a lot, but he doesn't need the money. Doesn't have kids, doesn't have family. It's all his. Like every dime has been his. So it's not the money that's going to deter him from doing this. I think that even if he believes there's no chance for him to win or, I don't know, impact America in some meaningful way, he does this because he believes that he has a future in politics. And it's really hard to get an internal, like the inner circle of politics, unless you know people that pull you kind of into it. And then all of a sudden, once you're in that little circle, you know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Aaron's in that circle. Maybe he is. But if he does do this, it sets him up for whatever his next plan is that we don't know about because he's not going to tell us unless he tells Pat McAfee. Right? And it sets him up to be a politician at some point in his career.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Even if there's no chance that him and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have a chance, they have no chance at all. It sets him up for something bigger than just running for the president in 2014.
Yeah, see,
or vice president.
I don't love that as much. If it's all about your political future, it doesn't resonate with me. But what resonates
but this
with
is
me
what you
is,
have to do.
It's no, I get that. It's look, he could do whatever the hell he wants. I'm saying where I can't kill him if he's really thinking this way, and I don't think anyone gives him any benefit of the doubt, is the idea that he's doing it because he loves his country.
Yes.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to sit here and crap all over that. Like, if that's why he's doing it, as much as I love my football team and as much as I want him quarterbacking my team, like, we all know what matters more. Let's not kid ourselves. So while I may not feel the exact same way, I'm telling you right now, and I think you're the exact same way as me when I say this, mm-hmm. If there was someone that resonated with you, if there was a presidential candidate where you're like, oh my God, this is going to save this country,
right.
And he sits down with you and says, dude, I think you give me the best chance to win. You're gone. And I'm gone too. Why? Smiling over there, McChuckles. Because I love the country. Aaron Rodgers loves America. What? What's your problem?
I mean, look, personally, I root for the Giants before America, so you and I are just completely different.
Come on. Oh, jeez.
But I don't know. I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
Thank you.
I think there are two things. Number one, I just want to live in a world where 25 years from now, Jet Roberts takes his family and dog to the Aaron Rodgers Presidential Library. I definitely want that. Number two, the Washington Post a little while ago has said two things. Number one, RFK Jr. will make this announcement public within the next 2 weeks, and we have the eight names he's spoken to about the vice president.
We have the eight names.
Let's hear it.
Was Tulsi Gabbard one of the eight names?
She was. She's the,
look at me. I'm like a political czar
The
over
Democrat
here.
From Hawaii.
Got okay. Now, she's not really a Democrat, but okay.
All right. I'm just telling you what's listed here in the Post. Okay, here we go. Number one is former, or not, ooh. No, I thought it said former NFL quarterback. Aaron Rodgers. Former independent Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, but okay. We know that he is not. Former Senator Scott Brown.
Okay.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang.
Okay, yes.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
By the way, Andrew Yang, big Brooklyn Net fan. Go ahead.
This is where we start to swerve back away from politics.
All right.
Tony Robbins, the motivational speaker and
really?
Life coach. He's also spoken with Trisha Lindsay, a black civil rights attorney and former teacher in New York.
Don't know her.
You don't know her? I don't know that name.
Go ahead.
And then finally, he's had other conversations with Mike Rowe, the host of Discovery Channel's Dirty Jobs.
Oh. Are you kidding?
So you have a motivational speaker, a TV show host, a former wrestler, a former football player, and then a former teacher, and then three politicians.
Wow. So do you think Aaron Rodgers is really going to run as the VP next to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Odds-on favorite.
But from who? From Las Vegas?
From Vegas.
They don't know.
Vegas has odds on this.
You think Vegas knows?
Vegas always knows.
I do not think he's running, by the way.
Vegas always knows.
Okay.
Always knows.
The other question I have.
Right. By the way, I reached out to someone close to Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And he said he had not heard this. He thinks it's maybe a joke.
It's not a joke. A joke from who? Right. From RFK or from Aaron Rodgers?
From whoever. I don't know. But we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, I do not think he's going to run, but I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't like to live in this world of cynicism which I think most of us do, if he's doing it for love of country and because he really believes in the message of RFK Jr., that's a freaking patriotic American.
Right.
Now, before we get back to your calls, a lot going on, the Gerrit Cole injury, what the Yankees should do, and, of course, Aaron Rodgers' potential VP candidacy. We did promise the audience that at 3:12, Tiki Barber would reveal what he found out about Jet free agent signee John Simpson, who the Jets signed to a contract a couple of days ago at the beginning of free agency to a two-year, $18 million deal, the guard of the Baltimore Ravens. And what I said was, look, most of us have not watched John Simpson.
Right.
We may not even know the name John Simpson. All we know is that he's not Lakin Tomlinson, and that excites us. But is this guy any good? You have watched the tape, correct?
I have watched a lot of tape, did some evals. Here's a good thing. He didn't give up a lot of sacks last year.
Okay.
Only two sacks given up. But that has to be taken in context. Why? Because his quarterback was Lamar Jackson. Okay. He's a guard for the Baltimore Ravens, and Lamar doesn't take a ton of sacks, at least not internally. His sacks come from the edge or when he's scrambling, trying to extend the play. So he didn't give up sacks off the snap, right? Get beat immediately, D-tackle or whatever is in Aaron Rodgers' face. Or, in this case, would be Aaron Rodgers' face. So he doesn't give up a ton of sacks. With that being said, he's in the lower third of ratings via PFF. Right. And when you watch him on tape, he's got good feet, but sometimes he gets off balance. And so I think he'll be a very good run blocker, which is important given the Breece Hall situation.
But,
and I think he'll be protected in pass block situations. So I think it's a good signing.
Oh,
he didn't get huge money. Everybody thought that he was going to make $12 to $15 million a year because that's what the top tackle or top guards were making this year. It's actually cheap relative to the top guards. He's only making $9 million a year. So it's a good signing. He's just above average player.
A little bit above average. Okay, that's fine. That's an NFL player. They also signed or they acquired Morgan Moses earlier today. And the only reason you don't need to do a deep dive on Morgan Moses, who they got from the Ravens, is that I watched him in 2021. He was actually a Jet for a year. And what I remember about him is that I liked him.
Right.
And that I was actually sort of annoyed when they let him go as a free agent. So the Jets right now, real quick before we get back to your calls, have Morgan Moses as their right tackle. Elijah Vera Tucker probably as their right guard.
Correct.
Joe Tippmann at center.
Correct.
John Simpson at left guard. And some kid in college as their left tackle. Because the odds are they are drafting with their first round pick their left tackle.
Currently listed it is Carter Warren, who was a fourth round draft pick a year ago.
I know. Just saying. Now the problem is whoever you draft could be Evan Neal. Whoever you draft could be Andrew Thomas. But even in Andrew Thomas's case, it took a year.
And by the way, it's a left tackle, so it's an important draft pick.
That's right.
They should take a left tackle.
Now, could they sign David Bakhtiari? They can, and I'm okay
but
with
I
that.
But I think that would be a depth
I agree. Sign. You have to treat him like a depth piece because he's never healthy.
What about Tyron Smith?
I don't think they're going to. I mean, Tyron Smith is the best available left tackle. I don't think they're going to. I think that they have
the question
always
is, what's the money? Like, what and would it be worth it?
Well, and also, can he stay healthy?
Right. Would it be? That's what I mean. Would it be worth it if you pay him big money?
You know what I would do?
And he's not healthy. Like it kills you.
By the way, I would sign Tyron Smith because what I would do is I would also draft a left tackle because I never have enough linemen.
Yeah.
And I also don't know if that kid I draft, if it's going to take him a year or two to develop. Andrew Thomas is the best example of this. Giant fans, you do remember that in year one, Andrew Thomas was very average.
Yeah.
There was bust talk of him.
No doubt.
As unfair as that may be. And I think it's unfair to talk about a bust as a rookie like on anybody. You got to give a guy a little bit of time.
It's a different game, different speed, different physicality.
And look what he became.
Right. It's an all pro.
No doubt. So that's the state of the Jet offensive line. Let's get back to your calls. A lot going on. 877-337-6666. We are 45 minutes away from free agency officially beginning. We've had the legal tampering period coming up at 4 o'clock. The league year officially begins. Expect even more moves and expect at least one guy to renege on a free agent contract they already signed. It's happened to the Jets before.
Just because Anthony Barr.
Anthony Barr.
Anthony Barr. It's because Anthony Barr did that to you guys.
Frank Gore did it to the Eagles. It happens, man.
It does.
Eh. Maybe Saquon's about to do it to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Maybe Saquon's going to be like, you know what? I thought about this. I'm dead to Tiki. I changed my mind.
I'm coming back to the Giants. That's a lot of toasted and posted stuff. We got to delete.
Sure.
That coward Saquon Barkley.
Shut up, bad Tiki.
Let's go to Kendrick in Suffern. Good afternoon, Kendrick.
Guys, we went from running back drama to running mate drama in 24 hours.
Right.
Welcome
to New York.
This guy almost a year ago stepped out of a cave. He went from discount double check to it's so easy a caveman can do it. He's come out after a year basically saying, I can come back with the Achilles injury. I can run for like VP. He is such a attention-seeking diva that it's really hard to root for this guy as a Jet fan because he's putting us in a tough spot here, Evan. Right. This is something that hasn't been spoken about during these next 2 weeks when there are free agents like offensive linemen and wide receivers we might want to target, which is, do the players in the league know if he's going to play or not next year? Because if I'm Calvin Ridley, and I know it sounds like he's linked to like the Patriots or the Jaguars, but right. just bigger name free agents, and I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is coming back next year, it's tough selling for Saleh and Douglas trying to get guys in.
You're right that that could be a potential issue, but in fairness, what has Aaron Rodgers done wrong in the last 24 hours? All we heard is that he was potentially talking to a presidential right. candidate about a pretty high honor,
right.
being someone's running mate, and he didn't say yes and he didn't say no.
Right.
So what specifically did he do wrong?
As a Jet player, what he's done wrong is he could come out and say, yes, I'm considering it, or no, I'm not, just to end it. Because, again, you made valid points about if this is something he wants to do, then he's got to pick a lane and choose it. Because if he wants to run and do his thing. But if he wants to play, he's got to be all in. And just one quick thing on the offensive line, too. Tiki, you mentioned this. During preseason, the cohesion of an offensive line is just as paramount as a talent on the line.
Oh, without a doubt.
Moses played with Vera Tucker. Moses right. is coming from Baltimore with this other guy. So I do like this philosophy here that Douglas is going for guys that might have some history together.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Appreciate your call, Kendrick. Now, look, Morgan Moses and John Simpson are likely not to be side by side. They could be, right? And who knows? I think Vera Tucker can play both sides.
Mm. You know? Vera Tucker can play anywhere.
Right.
That's the beauty of them. They can stick them wherever the hell they want.
Right. So maybe for continuity's sake, he moves. Who knows? But whatever. The point is, they're upgrading.
Yeah.
Right? They needed it badly from a year ago, and they've started to do that. I think both our teams here in New York have smartly in free agency addressed the offensive line.
No doubt. I think in the case of Rodgers and his future, yes, if you're Robert Saleh and you're Joe Douglas and you hear this story yesterday, I would assume you immediately call the guy.
Of course.
And say, A, is this a consideration? And B, are you thinking about walking away?
Yeah.
Because that's a big freaking deal.
Because it affects the decisions that they're going to make regarding quarterback.
It's also like one of the worst possible times. Free agency's already begun.
I know.
Like if of a sudden the Jets were getting the shocking news that Aaron Rodgers was walking away from football, you could have game planned this thing just slightly differently.
True, but you did sign Tyrod Taylor, who can be a starter.
They didn't sign him to be a starter, though.
I understand that. I didn't say you signed him to be a starter, but he can be a starter. But we also know, as I just told you, that he can still play football.
Yeah, I think knowing him, do I know him, is he's going to try to do both if he actually says yes to this offer.
Of course he is.
And by the way, he can do both.
Yes.
What the hell does a running vice president do? They don't do anything. You know what they do? They're the attack dog. They rip the opposing presidential candidate, or in this case, candidates. Don't worry. Everyone else is going to do that for you. Like, it's not exactly a job.
And most of the canvassing is going to be happening, you know, in the spring. He'll have some off days.
Hold on. Sean's about to opine on political campaigning he's an expert. Go ahead.
No, but the truth is, when you're a third-party candidate and you pick a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you're picking it, no offense, for a lot of the popularity. You're hoping that rallies everybody. He's got to be at these rallies, otherwise what's his purpose?
No, he doesn't.
And nobody shows up to a rally on a Tuesday afternoon because it's the Jets' opening off day. He's going to have to appear on Saturdays and Sundays in Iowa waving hi to people.
This is going to start in, like, I don't know, a month. We're going to start seeing this stuff in a couple of months.
But then you get that hot and heavy September, October, last year campaign.
Sean, think about it this way. Where would Aaron Rodgers get more attention? I'm being dead serious. Mm-hmm. Going to a third-party political rally that none of the cable news networks normally cover, or playing on Monday Night Football, where Joe Buck has to say presidential candidate Aaron Rodgers.
You're right.
That's a great point.
He gets attention playing.
But he's going to get more coverage.
Yes.
From the media by being a player.
100%.
By being at a third-party, rally or conference. Or town hall, whatever you want
Tiggy's
to call
right.
it.
Tiggy's right.
But no. But when he's in a Monday night game and it's Tyrod Taylor playing, half the broadcast is going to be Joe Buck and them discussing how Aaron Rodgers.
Why is Tyrod Taylor playing?
Because if Aaron Rodgers has to go to Pennsylvania.
But he's not.
This is what I'm saying,
he's
though.
He's playing.
What you guys are saying, you get that box checked if he's not playing because he's still going to be the frontline topic of conversation in these Jet games and everything. And on the flip side, the whole point of campaigning, I can't, what network are we on? The whole point of campaigning is making sure these little voters are heard and seen. Wow, Aaron Rodgers connected with
you. Sean, in a third party case, it's attention and existence. Most people in this country, and it breaks my heart because I'm a big third-party kind of guy, they don't even know that there's other people running for president. They never know the answer.
That's very true.
And then they repeat the same line that everyone needs to tell you, just throwing a vote away, just throwing a vote away. Let me tell you something. When someone tells you that, they're lying to you. They're lying to you because they're trying to keep you down. But whatever, that's a story for a different day because that pisses me off. I've had people tell me that my whole life. You're just throwing your vote away. They're lying to you. The only way you make change, the only way you make a difference is by having your voice heard, even if it doesn't mean winning. So Aaron Rodgers bringing attention to a third-party candidate, that's what matters.
And he will. I'm going to tell you right now, because I think that you are lost in La-La Land on this.
What La-La Land am I in, by the way? Political La-La Land or Jet La-La Land? Which one? Tell me, because I'm confused.
I'm going to have to figure that out on the ride home, because I'm still trying to peg where you're at mentally, because this is, I feel you're really torn.
The fact that he's not upset about this yet, the fact that this is not the pure Jetsian thing that you said yesterday, is surprising to me.
Because I'm realizing that you're, the truth.
You're enthusiastic about this in an odd way.
Oh, because I think it's more whimsical.
No.
Because what it's telling me, and I think what it's telling all of us, is that you care about your country much more than you care about your fandom.
Well, first of all, yes, I care about my country, but I'm not rooting for Aaron Rodgers to be RFK's running mate. Okay, I've not said that in the last hour. I'm not rooting for it. I'm explaining it because I don't think he's getting a fair shake over the last 24 hours. I don't. I think it's just he's an attention whore loser and not the idea, the possible idea that someone may love their country, got a phone call from somebody who he loves, by the way, that's not new, and is like, oh, wow, I may have to consider this. Now, what we're talking about now is different. I'm just telling you that I think he brings more attention to the campaign by playing football than just disappearing.
Okay, and by the way, I don't think he would disappear, and I'm just telling you, I think there is a portion of the Jet fan base that read this, and the assumption is you could do both. I am telling you, you can't do both.
How do you know that?
Because
what, are you like an expert on guys running for office while playing football?
It's part of the reason why you get Aaron Rodgers. He is going to have to make, I'm not telling you maybe every week, maybe it's a Kyrie Irving thing where he's alternating in and out, but I will value this. If and when Aaron Rodgers is selected as his running mate, and this campaign heats up in September or October, there will be at least one game that Aaron Rodgers misses because he has to go kiss babies and say hello to old women in Nebraska.
I don't think so,
that will
happen.
And I'm telling you right now, if it doesn't, Evan, keep that dye. And I swear to you, I have one hairy ass. I will do one cheek green, one cheek white. And I will dye my hair on my ass for the rest of the football season because I was wrong.
And we don't want to see that, so.
Digital, Mike.
You could just tell us you want. You did it.
We're never going to see it. I think, unfortunately, you are looking at all of this through the prism of, quote, I hate Jets, I hate Rodgers.
No, I don't.
I am trying my best, and I do this sometimes with the teams I root for, to look at it through the prism of reality. Yes, I'm a fan, and sometimes I will give you my fan reaction. Yesterday, when the news came out, was a fan reaction. Can he do both? What the hell's going on? When you think about it, and I've had long discussions, me and my wife, that's all we talked about last night. It's all we broke down. It's all we talked about for hours. We talked about third parties. We talked about me running for office.
Oh,
we talked about Tiki running for office.
You really want to run for office, I can tell.
I do not. I have no interest in that.
I can tell.
I do not. I'm just fascinated by the process.
I know, which makes you the perfect person to serve the public.
Thank you. I just think we're all being lazy about it. We're just attacking him for being an attention whore.
I'm not attacking him.
It's possible he loves America. Just because you don't doesn't mean he doesn't, Sean.
By the way, I think he does love America, which is exactly why I think he'll go all in on this and miss a game.
Let's go to James in West Islip. What's going on, James?
Hey, guys. So you kind of touched on it earlier, but you know, after I spoke with you guys yesterday, I did what any self-respecting Jet fan does and went on FanDuel. And the odds of the Jets winning the Super Bowl this year are plus 3,000. The odds of RFK getting elected are plus 2,800. There is a better chance that we see Rodgers in the White House than we do in the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm so glad that you did that, because earlier today I had the thought that many Americans had, and that was, I need to put a poll out. And so I did on social media, what is likelier to happen, RFK Aaron Rodgers wins the presidency and vice presidency, or the New York Jets win the Super Bowl. And ladies and gentlemen, in the closest vote maybe ever recorded, it is 51-49 percent-wise.
Wow.
51% say RFK and Rodgers have a better chance. So what the public is telling you, there's a better chance for the first time in American history of a true third party winning the presidency.
Right.
Then football team winning a Super Bowl.
Well, if you think about the 269 thing that you laid out yesterday,
yes,
that's how you get there.
Correct.
Because he's popular enough to divide both sides.
Yeah.
That it just creates, all right, we got to kick this to the house.
Yes.
What happens?
That's right.
And then Aaron Rodgers walks into onto the floor. Gives it, I don't know, he probably influences us in some way because he's Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
And the next thing you know, they're president and vice president.
That's the scenario. A little political lesson for everybody. Whether it's Biden or Trump, they need to get to 270 electoral votes. If they do not, if it's 269, or it's less because RFK won a state or two, no one wins. It goes to the House of Representatives where they then pick the president of the top three candidates, which means even without winning, RFK and Rodgers could win. Now, this is where things get tricky. Mm. This is where Sean and I are going to agree, you're going to agree. So let's assume Tiki and I are right.
If he wins.
Rodgers can run and still play football.
Yes.
And let's say we see the great American political upset of all time. Of all time.
Would it really be an upset?
Yes. I think it would defeat the Trump upset of 16 and the Truman Dewey upset of 1948. In my opinion, this would be the greatest political upset in the history of politics. Even Abe Lincoln winning in 1860 was kind of an upset.
I would say surprise. Upset, I don't know if I could say.
Dude.
I'm just telling you.
It would be an upset. It would be the biggest political upset of all time.
But nobody's a favorite.
I know, but this is a third party. Anyhow, let's say it happens. Now we run into trouble. Because starting on November 8th, November 9th, November 10th is a transition. You know, actually, it would take place in January because they'd have to vote the House. So first weeks of January, we got a transition, man. And then he's got to take office. And that happens before the Super Bowl. It actually happens before the AFC Championship game. So what could happen, to Sean's point, is Rodgers does quarterback and run at the same time. Then the greatest political upset of all time happens. And then he can't play in those games because he needs to serve the American people as the vice president of the United States of America.
And I think Jet fans would forgive him. I think Jet fans would say, all right, Aaron, we're okay with that.
Yeah, I think I'd sign for that, by the way.
Exactly. I trust Tyrod Taylor at this point.
I think if you're telling me, hello, SNY, way to join in on this conversation. If you're telling me I get the Jets in the AFC title game, plus I get the biggest political upset of all time, a Kennedy is back in the White House with Aaron Rodgers.
Right, with a top three defense and skill position players out the wazoo, and Tyrod Taylor, a veteran, leading them in the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, and as a big, you know, third-party guy, dude. I signed for that. Yes, I would sign for that right now.
You would believe that upsets are in the atmosphere.
Yeah, I would believe the Jets are winning the Super Bowl.
Exactly. You think the Jets are beating the Chiefs and going to the Super Bowl.
And then Jets win the Super Bowl. RFK brings his VP because he's going to treat his VP with respect, unlike a lot of other presidents, basically all of them.
Just hide them.
Except for Bush and Cheney. We're going to have the Jets come to the White House, and Aaron Rodgers is going to get to greet them. Aaron's going to say, what's up, Tyrod? Congratulations.
And he'll get his Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, this is the way it's going
to
go,
Aaron,
folks.
Aaron, we're here to give you your Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
Because you were part of the team.
I mean, he played a big part of the season. I think I have it all figured out. Beningo always used to tell me he knew the Jets would win the Super Bowl the day he dies. Like, when he's dead, he'll know. He always said, bro, you'll know the Jets will win. When I drop dead, they'll win. Put all the money on the Jets.
I was wrong about that.
He may be right about that, but Joe also used to teach me when a team finally wins a championship, it always has to happen in grand fashion. Mm. Like the Red Sox coming back from 3-0 down against the Yankees.
No need to mention.
Sorry. Beningo's right. That's how the Jets win the Super Bowl, with Aaron Rodgers being elected
VP. I thought
that
was the curse. The curse gets broken in grand fashion.
Yeah, this is a curse. They haven't won a Super Bowl in a million years.
Is it a curse?
Yes.
What precipitated the curse?
Joe Namath making a deal with the devil. That's the curse. The guarantee was the deal with the devil.
Is that an actual? I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard.
It's what Jet fans tell themselves to make themselves feel.
Right. I don't think that that's like
True.
Finalized history.
Well, like it's a curse.
It's not accepted history.
Okay, so let me get this straight, Tiki. Tiki doesn't accept that Joe Namath made a deal with the devil, but he does accept that a billy goat went to the bathroom at a bar once in the 1920s that cursed the Chicago Cubs.
Right.
That you buy.
It happened in the 20s. We don't know. We'll never know. Right?
It's the 60s, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but at least there was like, you could document something.
Yeah, but everybody was high at the time, so we have no idea what actually happened. Let's go to
win-win Johnson's. It's a lose for the Jets. It's the Johnsons get Aaron Rodgers fresh, rested in November if he loses. But if he wins, but he's going to draw votes away from Biden being a Democrat.
Nah, and then, he's drawing votes away from everybody, by the way. That's just my little political analysis.
But then Johnson packs his bag and he goes back to being an ambassador in London.
No, I agree with this part. Woody Johnson has put himself in a spot where if his old boss wins, he gets his old job back.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy who works for him wins, he gets his old job back. So he does position himself like, hey, actually, I've got two-thirds of chance.
I gotta tell you, that is actually perfect straddling of the line.
It really is.
Right? Even though there's two lines, right? Not one.
Yeah.
It's actually two lines. He's kind of standing kind of squarely in two of the three options.
Look,
this is awesome.
There's no way to prove what I'm saying. I'm just giving you my very basic analysis on this. In all seriousness, I don't think that this campaign hurts one candidate over the other. I do believe when you look closely at RFK's core issues, you would see that he will peel away from both, in my humble opinion.
All right, so
I don't think this helps one candidate over
the other. So the other side of this conversation is what Aaron Rodgers said at the end of last season. Like, you just got to get rid of the distractions, the nonsense that's coming from. This is nonsense. It's a distraction, obviously.
Not yet.
I know. Not yet.
Not yet.
At what time does it become a distraction and that nonsense that he himself was alluding to, that he was talking about that the Jets need to get rid of? Because I know we're having fun with this, but if this thing like persists and it becomes closer to reality or even reality, how are the Jets at all focused on winning being a team and doing anything in 2024?
So to answer your question, the day he confirms, yes, I accepted it and I'm going to do it.
Four more years.
Is the day it becomes a big distraction. Because then it leads to the next question, which is, are you going to do both?
Yeah.
Does this affect your practice? Like, there are a million follow-ups if he's in all seriousness going to do this. But it's not a distraction.
And who the hell is our quarterback? If
he says he's going to be the quarterback, then he's the quarterback.
And now Rich Cimini's getting elbowed out by two reporters from CNN, two reporters from MSNBC. Imagine what we thought Tebow Mania was something.
That's a good point.
The locker room's going to be a major distraction.
You know what the positive
is? No room for ping pong.
I'll tell you the positive of this. When you are a third-party candidate, you will go on any TV show and any radio show. So I'll tell you this right now. Aaron Rodgers may be doing weekly spots on every show in America.
Hey, that means we get him?
I think everyone does. Boomer and Gio get him on Monday, BT and Sal on Tuesday, Chris McMonagall on Wednesday, Keith McPherson on Thursday. We'll take him Friday.
Right.
Yeah. And then, by the way, after he goes on with us, he then goes on Sports Talk Radio in Wisconsin and then Sports Talk Radio in Florida, because you got to get that name out there. Let's go to Mike in Flatbush. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, guys. I agree with Moresh. If he is actually running, he's going to be on the road. You can't zoom these in. And Teague knows, 16 weeks, is that when the summer camp starts?
Yes, it happens soon, end of July.
I disagree with Evan. I do think that you have MAGA Nation, they're not on the fence. It's the Biden voters who are on the fence.
Yeah,
there's
more to America than just the coalitions that have already decided. Mm. There's a lot of Americans who haven't, and depending on what issue is important to them, they could very well be someone who would have gone right, but instead go with RFK.
Right.
So I disagree with you, but look, we don't know the answer to that.
Right.
It's a political question. It's not really that. No, it's not relevant. I'm just giving you an opinion, an analysis opinion. That's how I like to talk politics, like it's sports, like breaking it down, like, as Boomer likes to say, whipping war. I've already got the analytics on presidential rematches. You want me to get into that in November?
Yeah, can't wait.
Okay. I can't wait. This is such a fun time. But I don't buy that Aaron Rodgers has to campaign every day. That's crap.
You don't have to campaign every day.
Hold on a second. Tiki, this is a question for you and for Evan. You don't think there's any scenario where Woody gets a phone call from Aaron Rodgers and Aaron goes, hey, Woody, can't make the game against the Bills because I got to discuss, you know, global warming in Pennsylvania. You're not ruling that at all with the summer camp that they run there, where they allow their players to just do whatever they want on social media. They allow Aaron Rodgers to spin his narrative on Pat McAfee. They are so desperate and will do anything for this guy to win a Super Bowl. You don't think they'll say, well, you know what, miss a game or two.
First of all, I want to compliment you. Bringing up one of RFK's core issues like climate change, good job out of you. It's like you did your research.
I pulled it out of my derriere.
I was gonna say, that was accidental.
Was it accidental?
Yeah, it was accidental.
One of RFK's core issues.
There you go.
True story.
It is a lot warmer in March now that we're on that topic.
I do not think he will miss games or practices if he really is going to do this.
He could miss practice.
Do both.
He could miss practice. I don't see him missing games.
Not during the week. You think during the week?
Yeah, he could miss practice. He won't miss games, though.
Yeah, he won't miss games.
I apologize for the poor choice of word here, but I don't know another one. He has the Jets hostage. He has all the fans and the organization hostage.
I get that, but I understand why he has me hostage, too, because we know he gives us our best chance to win. But I'm just saying I don't think it would lead to that. Now, the follow-up would be, okay, Evan, as a Jet fan, what would you think of that? And I'll give you the answer. I'd be pissed off.
If he missed practice or just games?
No, games.
Games, yeah.
It lessens
your chance to win.
Then I'd say either bleep or get off the pot, as they say.
But you don't trust that this guy at one point could just dip out and skip town? Like, you marry somebody, you
when
expect
is he,
that...
When has he done that?
He hasn't done it yet, but he's clearly shown that he has thoughts and ideas. Teak even said it outside of football.
When is he not being committed to his football team in terms of playing and being active?
Well, he only played 4 plays, but...
No, he got hurt. Let's be fair about this. When, as you're describing a scenario, right, when is he shown that behavior during a football
By
season?
By considering being the vice president
it's
of the
March
United States.
13th.
Right.
When is and he shown that in the course of his season that he'll duck out on games? Now, Kyrie Irving, you could give examples of. There are no examples of Aaron Rodgers, so I'll save you the time. It's never happened.
I mean, he didn't have to go rehab in L.A. when you live in New York with some of the great doctors.
Now you just nitpicking.
I'm not nitpicking.
He was recovering from an injury. And tried
Evan,
to come back.
Evan, no offense to the rest of the country. We don't live in Minneapolis. There are plenty of great surgeons and everything
come
else
on.
In New York.
Oh, really? Let's play this game. Why is Garrett Cole going to L.A. today to meet with Dr.
Do you think
Tarash?
Garrett Cole is going to spend the entire summer rehabbing in L.A.? Or you think he's going to be down in Tampa at the Yankee Complex?
Honestly, I don't know. If he needs to be around a doctor that he trusts, maybe he would be in L.A.
Newsflash,
and none of us would make a big deal of it.
He will be down in Tampa like every Yankee from here to Kingdom Come that has been hurt. And when Aaron Rodgers,
it's
and we were told
nitpick,
by Robert
dude.
Saleh how important it was that he be around the team before one of their biggest games of the year in Buffalo, he kept his ass out west because it was better for his rehab.
Let me get this straight. You helped out your buddy who had no freaking answer to back up when is Aaron Rodgers ever ducked out on his own team.
I gave you the example.
He's
ducked out on the team.
The only thing you came up with was where he rehabbed.
And they didn't go to Buffalo. That's backing out of your team.
Where he rehabbed his injury on an injury that everyone thought had him out for the season.
And in fairness to Aaron Rodgers, he hadn't been around this Jets team long enough to know their doctors, to know the people at HSS or whatever hospital or doctors are around there that you're alluding to, Sean. He lives in California. That's who he knows. We see this all the time. Guys in college or in professional sports, they go to, what's the guy's name in Alabama? We used to hear his name.
Dr. James Andrews.
Yeah, James Andrews. He comes up to Washington, like the Commanders. They go down to Alabama
right, to
get their procedures done. And it's because he's their team doctor.
Dude, they don't have an answer to this. Right. See, the problem is there are athletes like Kyrie Irving.
The answer is he has never abandoned his team. There's not a history
Thank
of
you,
it.
Tiki.
There just isn't.
They don't want to come clean and answer it that way.
One, but there
you.
Isn't a
history. Thank you very much.
But this is where I disagree. Everybody who gets their surgery done by James Andrews doesn't then spend the next 2 months rehabbing
in
Alabama.
You're going to fight this instead of just accepting
it. Sean, it's different. It's different because you can rehab wherever the hell you want. Most guys don't have the resources, meaning $350 million that he's made in his first 16, 17 years of his career to do whatever they want. Take a private plane and go to California or wherever the heck it is. Most guys have to stay in their home environment because they don't have the money to go live somewhere else for 6 months and pay an independent physical therapist. They can't do that. Aaron Rodgers can.
Aaron Rodgers has been in the NFL for a very long time. Yes. I'll make it more specific so that you guys can finally just give up and we can move on. And just admit you're wrong. Because sometimes you're wrong. I'm wrong a lot, too. I love to admit it. It makes me feel really good inside. When has he missed a regular season game because he decided to duck out and do something else? Go ahead.
Evan.
No, just answer the question.
No, no, no. I'm not going to answer the question because you're trying to pin me.
No. When has he missed a game
because
he ducked
never
out?
Done that.
Thank you. Now we can move on. So he's never done it. So we're making things up. That's where we are now.
He's not all in on this team if he's thinking about being the vice president. You wouldn't put your life on the line to say, you know what, I think Aaron Rodgers could dip out.
Teak,
if he decides because of this, he wants to leave this team hanging and dry, holding the bag, he will do it.
Yeah, but you know, just because you contemplate these decisions in the offseason doesn't mean that you're not all in on a team. I mean, from personal experience, I can tell you that's not the case.
If Patrick Mahomes said, you know what, I think I want to be an actor now and start to, you don't think Kansas City would be going nuts thinking their quarterback will go pursue an acting career and doesn't want to be a quarterback anymore? This guy's 40 years old.
But what I'm saying is that he could have these things, these thoughts, and these decisions that he's thinking about, and if they don't go public, we don't know about it, right? We're not discussing it. Like, personally, in 05, I've told you guys this, maybe off air. I almost retired after the 05 season. The 05 season, not 06 when I actually did, but the 05 season. Because there were so many other things that I was getting interested in, right? I went to Israel with the premier, right? I had lunch with Condoleezza Rice in the State Department. I was like, man, maybe I want to do something else. And I thought about it for a long time. I decided to come back. And guess what? I rushed for 1,600 yards that season, right? So, just because my mind was elsewhere doesn't mean that I wasn't preparing for the season. And just because Aaron Rodgers' belief in what he wants to do now and in the future is elsewhere doesn't mean he's not committed to the season. So I know what you're trying to get at, but it's not necessarily true. It's what you want to believe
is
true.
Well, that's the problem. It's what people want to believe about Aaron Rodgers.
But it's not necessarily true.
And it's why it's unfair. And I appreciate that you guys represent the irrational Rodgers hater. I do appreciate that. And also, all he's done, and it wasn't leaked by him, it was leaked by the Kennedy campaign, was that RFK reached out to him about this really kind of important role, running for vice president.
And by the way, I can hear how that conversation went.
Of course.
I can, like, picture it. Like, hey, you know, you should consider this because I need to make an impact. I know you love politics. I know this is something that's interesting to you because, they're friends, so he knows this.
They have similar views on a lot of issues.
Would you consider?
Yes.
Right? I know it would be a big sacrifice, but would you consider this?
That's right. And Aaron Rodgers didn't say no. And so I get it. You don't like Aaron Rodgers. You have your sports talk radio thing.
That's not it.
Of he's not all in, he's this, he's selfish.
Guys, why?
This is different. This is different than every other issue he's had.
You moved the goalposts, Evan.
I haven't moved any goalposts.
And here's the thing.
You did when I asked both of you, when has he skipped out on games to fit your narrative, and you couldn't answer
because first
it.
So
then you change it to something else.
If you just want a black and white answer, he played four steps. Of course he hasn't physically skipped out on games.
I got hurt. But he got hurt, bro.
Yes, I understand that. Where Tiki is different than Aaron Rodgers is, Tiki made a good effort of making everything private.
Let me not insult Tiki, so let me...
Because
I want to beat up Aaron Rodgers.
This is a difference. Aaron Rodgers has done everything he can to make everything he is public.
But he... Tiki didn't... And
now,
he didn't really... He didn't hear,
but why is this even a consideration? Because he can't stop giving political and life thoughts on Matt McAfee every freaking week.
Because I told you, if you've been paying attention, and I think you are on this... Aaron Rodgers said a while ago he'll do anything for RFK. He admires him. He believes in him as a presidential candidate back when he was running as a Democrat. So they've been close. They have become friends. He said he'd campaign for him. RFK, knowing it's a long, long shot to win, reached out to Aaron Rodgers. It got leaked out in the New York Times by a political campaign. It wasn't leaked out to Adam Schefter. It wasn't leaked out to the NFL. It didn't come out to Pat McAfee. I know we always want to blame this guy, and a lot of times he deserves it. Not here. Not now. Not yet. And that's the key. Not yet. You guys are projecting on what you think may happen, and when it does, dude, I'll react to it. When he skips out on games, Loogie, to your point, if that actually happens, I'll rip him. He hasn't done it. He doesn't have a track record of it, so I'm not going to sit here and just believe it because that's the narrative you guys want to spin. Not going to do it.
I'm sorry. Do you not look at a 7-day weather forecast, and if you see it's going to rain in 7 days, you ignore it? We are allowed to project and say, hey, we see the iceberg coming. You already lived through this with Kyrie Irving. He's sunk your chances.
He's not Kyrie Irving, though.
Kyrie Irving single-handedly basically blew your chances.
Kyrie Irving skipped out. But hold on. Kyrie Irving had a track record of doing this. Mm-hmm. So when Celtic fans warned me, or even you warned me, Lug, and said, you know what, he's going to screw you, you guys cited specific things he did. Aaron Rodgers hasn't done it. And if the best thing you can come up with is where he rehabbed, you know you lost the argument.
He's going into a darkness retreat, admitting to the public that you're 90% retired, not telling you that you thought about other stuff.
Tiki, this is ridiculous.
He's 38 years old.
Nobody's saying he's not allowed to say that, but don't tell me that we don't have breadcrumbs here that Aaron Rodgers isn't thinking about other things, man.
Okay. It's fine. I'm just saying it's fine to think about other things.
And why did
I don't
no...
need to scream and yell and tell you guys that it's fine.
Well, they're not going to listen no matter what we said. I can promise you that.
In a league
Okay. All right. If people can agree with you, that's fine. The Aaron Rodgers haters. I think you guys have the majority, so I think you're in a good spot. I think most people listening are like, yes, they're right. And that's fine. I get that. I just don't think you are. I think that there's an agenda that everyone has against him. So no matter what comes out, we use everything to beat him up with it. That's where we are. We'll come back and take more of your calls and address a very, very important issue that certainly needs to be addressed. And that is something that came out on our show yesterday that was further explored this morning with Boomer and Geo, specifically Recco and Geo. And that is the idea that some men, including myself, may go to the bathroom and do something a little unique when they go to the restroom.
What a pivot.
That is a pivot, am I right? We'll address that coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.